Greetings in Jesus' name on this first day of May, the year of our Lord 2024. Here we are in another month of broadcasting, and what an encouragement it is to be able to come to the radio mic and to continually update you on what our great God is doing here on this mission field. Since 1996, God has strengthened us and helped us to remain faithful here on this mission field of Maine, and we labor tirelessly every day, 12, 14, 16 hours a day, wide open for Christ. Currently, we're preparing for a large ladies' conference that will start on Friday night and will take up most of the day on Saturday, and we're believing God that He will move in power and great glory upon the conference, and the 100-plus ladies that are coming will be blessed of the Lord, and we'll be able to see them encouraged in their walk with God. Also, we're teaching Bible today and visiting my father. Thank you for praying for him. He's still sedated and on a ventilator in the ICU at the Southern Maine Medical Center. And I've been going there praying with him and reading scriptures last night. He made indication through his eyebrows that I was there. And they're trying to find out what the problem is with the infection that is in his body. And they've been researching it now for many, many days, and we're hoping today to have some answers. Thank you for praying for him and holding the ropes with us as we labor on for Christ. Brother Dan Knickerbocker is our preacher tonight. He's with us during these days, several weeks. I have him hooked up to my RV site here on my property, and he's able to stay and save money. And, of course, tonight be a blessing to our church as he preaches the Word of God. Hope you have your Bibles today. If you do, I'd like for you to look in Proverbs chapter number 1. And I'm going to look at the final verse. I've been reading this passage for probably well in excess of 35 years. And I must be approaching somewhere around 450 times that I've read this precious chapter in the Word of God. And as we look into this chapter in the Word of God and repetitively just going over the great truths that are found therein, they are priceless. And as I come to the final verse in Proverbs chapter number 1, my heart is again overwhelmed with the wisdom that is found in this passage of Scripture. The Bible says here in this passage of Scripture, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." And the Lord is saying about wisdom, and we know that Jesus is wisdom personified, and we know that He has made unto us wisdom. And so He's talking about listening to the wisdom and listening to the Lord Jesus. "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." We're listening to the Lord Jesus as He speaks to us from the precious pages of the Word of God. And as we look into the Word of God and read the Word of God, we're listening with great intensity. And the Bible says when we do this, when we hearken unto wisdom and hearken unto the Lord Jesus, we can be assured that we will dwell safely and we will be quiet from fear of evil. Think about the evil that is going around everywhere today. Think about what is happening in our Ivy League universities around our country. Think about the riots that are ensuing and the hate that is happening because of the hate against the Jewish people. Think about this. They just went into New York City last night and the police just dismantled the foolishness of all of these agitators that are filled with hate. God's Word says that when you hearken unto wisdom, you listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you shall be quiet from fear of evil. And I wonder, dear friend, today, where does this leave us as believers? Are we listening to the Lord Jesus? Are we hearkening unto wisdom? Are we experiencing the wonderful joy of dwelling safely and being quiet from fear of evil? I hope that that's true in your life and that God is using you in a particular way like only He can. I hope you'll be encouraged today and strengthened in your walk with Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.